ever fell into depression because of your true love, or felt as though nothing else is left in your life because of this person? If you have, then you have most likely experienced unrequited love. It's Ava, back again to discuss this important topic. What is unrequited love, you ask? It is an unrecognized occurrence in the majority of teens' lives that can lead to depression. In other words, it occurs when one person loves another, but they don't love them back. This can happen between people, or even people and inanimate objects. An example of inanimate object and human interaction comes from an interview with a talented pro soccer player discussing how his love for soccer wasn't there at one point in his career. He goes on to say that he was so young at the time to really take it in and to really love the sport back. Soccer loved him by giving him all this talent to make him an amazing player, but he couldn't love the sport back at one point, which made him unsure and anxious about everything. On the other hand, the more common situations of unrequited love take place between two people. In the Unlucky in Love article written by Spectator writer Kate Wormsley, she writes about a man who falls out of love for his wife. When the husband claims that his wife is ripe for his advances, it is his way of saying that he no longer loves her, even if she still has love for him. Unrequited love may not be recognized as often as other issues, but it has taken place for as long as humans have existed. I know what you might be thinking. Wow, really? That long? Well, as I've said before, it's an issue that most people haven't even put any thought to. It could have happened between dinosaurs, for all I know. Anyway, back in the Renaissance era, when Romeo and Juliet took place, unrequited love happened a lot. In the beginning of the play, Romeo was head over heels for Rosaline, but was later rejected by her because she didn't love him back. This awful rejection led to depression over this girl. This same situation still happens today, but in a less over-exaggerated way. After hearing these situations and realizing that you've been there, please feel free to visit the Anxiety and Depression Association of America for more tips to get help. As you can tell, unrequited love is a dreadful issue that thousands of teens and even adults go through every year. Let's try to fix this problem by actually loving someone back. Yeah, I'm kidding. It's not really a problem that can be fixed that easily, but it can be somewhat healed by talking through it at the organization listed here. Well, that's all I have for you folks today. Bye, and thank you for tuning in. See you next time.